I'm Lauren Letellier.
And I'm Chris Atkins.
And you guys are here from the Rojan Library, is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about the history of this branch of the library?
Sure. The Hillsdale Library was founded in 1924 and served the Ankrum and Copaic and Hillsdale communities until 2010, when the new library on Route 22 was built. And the old library now is the Hillsdale Town Hall.
Cool.
We just dedicated a new drive at the Rojan Library in honor of Flavia Bristol. She was a 19th century Hillsdale resident, a spinster, but remarkably an entrepreneur for her time. She left in her will $30,000, which was about $500,000 in those dollars, that year's dollars, to fund a permanent library for the town of Hillsdale.
Wow.
And that's how the Hillsdale Library started. And then it expanded its charter to serve Ankrum and Copaic as well. So now it serves all three communities.
Huh. Do you know how she made her money originally?
Yes, matter of fact, we do. She, her brother was a very successful merchant in Troy and ran a dry goods business that apparently was widely known. And
George Bristol.
When he passed away, George left his share of the business to Flavia, and unbelievably, she decided that she could run it. And that was a really unusual decision for a woman to make in the late 1800s.
Huh, that's really interesting. And how did you guys get involved with the library?
Well, we're married, and we moved up here a little over a year ago, full time. We'd been living in New York City for 34 years. And we've always had a weekend house in Columbia County, but a few years back we bought a place in Hillsdale because we wanted to be a bit closer to the city. I worked my way through college working at libraries, and I've always loved libraries. So when we got here, I suggested to Chris that we should start volunteering at the Rojan Library. And we were just astonished at the amount of programming that they have for adults and children and teenagers. It's really extraordinary what they do in the community.
And it's also a great place to meet people if you're new in town, as we were.
Right.
That's been great.
Yeah. Are there any interesting events coming up in the next couple weeks?
Well, the one that's most interesting to me is our springtime fundraising gala, because somehow or another I got named to be chair of it. And it's a really fun event on June 18th at the Rojan Park, which is right across the Route 22 from the library. And there's music and a live auction, a silent auction, a raffle, and lots of fun stuff. So I hope anybody who hears this and can make it will come. You can get more information about it and even buy tickets at the rojanlibrary.org.
Something really fun we did recently that was special for the area was something called Community Read, which is where everybody in the community and the schools read the same books appropriate to age level. And the high school students and the adults read a book called The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, which I had avoided reading in 2008 when it was published because I just hated the title. But I read it, and it was fascinating. It was all about the German occupation of the British Channel Islands during World War II, which I had no idea about. So we got the idea of contacting the head librarian at the Guernsey Library, the Prio Library, which is very historic over there. And she got in touch with two Guernsey residents who are older women now, but they were children during the occupation. They've both written books about it. And we did a Skype session with them back in March. That was extraordinary. We had over 45 people on our side participating, and there were the four of them actually on the other side of the pond, so to speak, and they just told the most amazing stories. It was really a wonderful thing. That's the kind of thing that the Rojan Library does.
That sounds really wonderful.
It was great.
And the other thing I'll mention is that we have a really neat program that helps people find work.
Right.
Oh.
Last year, we found people 11 good jobs.
I think it was
really?
14.
I think it was 14. You're right.
And that's throughout Columbia County? Are you targeting any specific sector or area?
No. We had one fellow who had a commercial driver's license, and we were able to connect him with a trucking company in the Midwest. They flew him out. They interviewed him. They hired him on the spot. And, so it can be wherever the work is.
One of the problems that people have is in our area, we don't have broadband, so a lot of people don't have internet at home. They come to the library and use our computers, and we've set up a system where we show them how to search for jobs online, because that's how you find jobs these days.
Yeah.
So we found jobs for everyone from a New York City school teacher to this long-distance truck driver to all kinds of different things.
Yeah, it sounds like the broadband question is a big one in state politics right now.
Yeah,
a lot of
yeah.
people are talking about it.
I really hope they move forward with it. It's a real lack.
Yeah, it's something not that long ago you didn't think of it as a social divider, but now it kind of seems like it really has become one, you know.
It is.
In terms of your ability to do stuff. And
well, and it's thanks to libraries like ours and the library, beautiful new library in Hudson that just opened, that a lot of people use them to access wireless and access computers that they can't get at home.
Mm. Oh, what are your responsibilities at the library? It sounds like you're both running it, but
not even close.
Not. Well, we both had long careers in the public relations business, and so when I filled out my volunteer form, they asked if I had any skills that might be useful to them. And I thought, well, what the heck? I put down that I was a PR guy. And the next time I went into the library, one of the trustees came running up to me and said, "Congratulations, you're on the PR committee." And so, okay, that's fine. And then it turns out that because I'm on the PR committee, I'm automatically on the development committee. So I'm on a lot of committees, but actually it's really great work and we've done some really exciting stuff.
Same here. I do a lot of work with the development committee. A little bit with the programming committee, and we both work the front desk.
That's wonderful. Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks so much for coming in.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.